Hey, everybody, just got back from the Supreme Court where we had a free Andre rally. It was very cool. A bunch of people showed out. I gave a rally speech for the first time. I hope you guys think I did well. Let us know in the comments. Sarah talked.
Mine was good. You don't have to let me know.
She was great. Love It talked. A bunch of other folks. Human Rights Campaign was working with us on it. It was very moving. We were so appreciated folks came out. And looking forward to the big show tonight. So enjoy the rally. Share it with your friends.
Free Andre!
Bring him home!
Free Andre!
Bring him home!
Friday's Day!
Protest!
Friday's Day!
Protest!
It is now my honor to introduce John Lovett from Vote Save America and Crooked Media. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you for coming out. I'll be brief. I've never done that before, but I'll try. We all heard what Lindsay had to say. There's not much more to say about this. We are all here because we understand what's at stake. You know, we hear this all the time. It's a cliche, like, this is not who we are. I find it a very annoying thing when people say that, because it is if we let it. What we're seeing right now is Donald Trump and Stephen Miller and all of these people trying to see who we are, trying to decide who we are. And the question is, will it be defined by what they tell us, or will it be defined by what we tell them? I think we were all on our heels for a while, felt like that. It felt like they were on the ascent, and it felt like Democrats were caught flat-footed, felt like our country was caught flat-footed. But I feel more inspired by what I've seen every day since, as we've picked ourselves up and figured out how to fight back. Donald Trump thrives on weakness. He thrives on people who are afraid to fight. He's a bully. He takes advantage of people. And when people give, he takes more. And what we have to remember over the next couple years is Donald Trump's going to win some fights and he's going to lose some fights. But every inch we lose is an inch we won't get back. Earlier today, we found out that they are sending Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to the United States. And they're gonna try to say it proves whatever bullshit they've been saying. But what that tells us is two things. One, it means the pressure matters. They can pretend they're immune to politics and democracy. They are not. That's one. And two, they can send people back anytime they want. They can bring Andre back anytime they fucking want. Christy Noem, a mother, is asked to give proof of life. That's it. Proof of life that Andre, this innocent person who'd only touched the immigration system because he followed the rules, is alive. And she wouldn't do it. That's their cruelty. That's their callousness. They think that's who we are. I don't agree. And it's up to us now, day by day, week after week. Donald Trump is relentless. We have to be just as relentless. We are going to decide what America is, not them. So thank you all for coming out. Thank you for being part of this. Thank you for staying engaged. Thank you for not giving up, because that they want us to throw in the towel. They want us to think what we do doesn't matter. It's not true. We can fight and we can win. So thank you all so much. And I'll turn it back over. Thank you. Love that. Look at this. I love it. Oh, sorry. I love this Eagle shirt. Look at this thing. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it. These colors don't run. What colors? Our colors. Okay. There we go. Can everyone say, these colors don't run? Next, I have the privilege of introducing Tim Mueller from The Bulwark.
Hey, babe. Thanks so much. Nice cutoff. Following up John Lovett and John Lovitz is tough, but I'm going to do my best. Appreciate y'all coming out here tonight. You could be pre-gaming. But this stuff's really important, and I want to talk about why it's important. There's so much horrible shit going on in the world. There's genocides, there's bombings, there's scams. Why should you care about this with all those things that are out there? And I want to tell you why. It's because we did this to Andre. I mean, not literally us. None of us here voted for this. But we, the United States government, did this to Andre. Not some crooked cop or some corporation or some foreign country. We did it. And so it is up to us to get him back. It is up to us to free him, because the U.S. is a government still, for this moment, of, by, and for the people. And so it is up to us to do everything we can to bring him back, and it's up to these folks in the rows behind me to defend the Constitution, where all persons get due process. All persons. Not just some persons. We don't get to take away due process from persons that the little garbles in the White House doesn't like because they're brown or because they got tattoos or because they're gay or whatever. Everybody gets due process under the law, and it's up to us to fight for it. I want to just talk about Andre for a second, because Andre is a human. He's a person with a soul. I don't know if any of you have been to his Instagram page. You can scroll through that page and see it. You can look at his smile. You can see that he's a real person. Donald Trump wants to dehumanize these folks. He wants to say that they are vermin, that they're gangsters, that they're gangbangers, that they're thugs, that they're bringing fentanyl into the country. And he wants people to not care about them. And he's making a bet that the American people won't care about them, because that he will convince them that they are less than human. But he's wrong about that. He's wrong about that. We cannot be made to be afraid. We the people, the makeup artists for Venezuelans from Venezuela are not the ones coming for us, okay? They're not. It's the fucking jackbooted thugs taking people off the streets because of their tattoos and sending them to a foreign concentration camp to be a threat now. So we have to stand up to them and say no. And so I want you to go back to Andre's Instagram page. I scrolled through it. It's a fucking tough scroll, to be honest, thinking about this nightmare that we put him through. But there's one caption that he wrote on one story, and he said this: always give more than what's expected of you, because 80% of success is simply persistence. So do not be afraid of failure. Be afraid of not trying. It's our time to give more than what's expected of us in this case. We should call our representatives. We should march in the street. We should tell these folks behind him that they have to give him his rights, that they have to free Andre, donate to immigrant defenders, and we have to do everything we can to free him. We cannot be afraid of trying. I appreciate y'all coming out here today. Let's free Andre. Thank you so much.
Next up, we have Sarah Longwell from Woo! The Bulwark.
Woo! What's up, my lesbians? Yeah! Some of you, please. Can I hold this? It's fine. Whatever. I'll stand like this. Hey, look, I don't know if you guys know the Bulwark or if, like, it's a thing that's familiar to you. Oh, yeah, great. Okay, so we've been the Never Trumpers now for, like, almost 10 years, because this national nightmare has been going on for quite some time. And people have been asking us, because the Bulwark has been very focused on what is happening with these disappearing of immigrants and deportations that look more like kidnappings. They're like, I'm surprised you former Republicans are all over this the way that you are. But I actually want you to understand something, that the Republican Party that we grew up in understood that immigrants added tremendous value to our country. Ronald Reagan used to say, he had this great line, he would say, you could move to Japan, but you'd never be Japanese. You could move to France, and you'd never be French. But if you had freedom in your heart and you wanted to follow our laws, anybody can come to America from anywhere and become an American. And they took that as a sign of America's greatness, that people wanted to come here. That was what made us great. And so look, obviously the Republican Party has abandoned that. But the other thing we were raised on as young conservatives was fidelity to the Constitution, was a belief in the rule of law and due process and equal treatment. Those things mattered to Republicans and conservatives at one point. Not because they're strictly conservative values, but because they were always taken on faith that they were American values that we all agreed on. And so what I want from us, and one of the things we do try and do at the Bulwark, is to remind Republicans that they're Americans first, and that the values that this country was founded on, they still have to abide by. And so our job is to remind them every day of what those values are, so that they can't forget. And that's what, when we do that, it's by not forgetting about people like Andre. It's about reminding them every day, because deep down inside of them, they know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. And we should never let them forget what they're doing. Because if they want to say they're pro-life, we're going to make them prove it.